Hey everyone, Jake Carter here. Ever scrolled through social media and felt that familiar pang of envy? You know the one, seeing someone else's seemingly perfect life and suddenly questioning everything about your own. Welcome to the Dopamine Declutter, where we ditch the noise, find clarity, and level up our lives. Today, we're diving headfirst into the sneaky trap of comparison and envy. It's something we all grapple with, whether it's that colleague who just got promoted or that friend who seems to have it all figured out. But let me tell you, comparison is a thief. It steals our joy, our focus, and ultimately, our sense of self-worth. Now, before you start thinking this is some preachy self-help session, trust me, it's not. This is about real talk, practical strategies, and finding that inner peace even when the world feels like a highlight reel. Because here's the thing. Social media often presents a curated version of reality, the best angles, the filtered moments, the carefully crafted narratives. It's easy to get caught up in this illusion and start comparing your behind the scenes to everyone else's seemingly perfect front stage. But guess what? Everyone has their own struggles, their own anxieties, their own messy realities. That person who seems effortlessly cool probably spends hours agonizing over the right Instagram caption. That colleague who always rocks a killer presentation might be battling self-doubt backstage. Remember, social media is often just a highlight reel, a carefully constructed version of truth. So how do we break free from this comparison cycle? Here are five key takeaways to keep in mind. 1. Embrace your unique journey. You're not on the same race as anyone else. Your path is unique, filled with its own twists, turns, and detours. Celebrate your wins, learn from your stumbles, and remember that progress isn't always linear. Comparing yourself to others just throws you off track. 2. Shift your focus. Instead of fixating on what others have or haven't achieved, shift your attention inward. Ask yourself, what are my goals? What brings me joy? How can I invest in myself and my passions? Focusing on your own growth and development is the most powerful antidote to comparison. 3. Practice gratitude. Take a moment each day to appreciate what you have, your health, your loved ones, your talents, your experiences. When you cultivate gratitude, it shifts your perspective and helps you see the abundance in your own life. 4. Limit your social media consumption. This one might be tough, but trust me, it's worth it. Spending too much time on social media can fuel those comparison fires. Set boundaries for yourself, limit your scrolling, unfollow accounts that trigger negative feelings, and use social media as a tool to connect with loved ones and find inspiration, not envy. 5. Remember, behind every perfect post is a real person. Those seemingly flawless Instagram feeds and curated lives, remember they're just glimpses. Everyone has their struggles, insecurities, and moments of doubt. Remind yourself that comparison is an illusion. It's easy to get lost in the highlight reel, but reality is far more complex and nuanced. Now, let me tell you a story about Sarah. Sarah was a talented writer who felt stuck in her career. She constantly scrolled through social media, comparing herself to other writers who seemed to be achieving success overnight. She started doubting her own abilities and questioning if she was even good enough. One day, she realized that this constant comparison was draining her energy and joy. So she decided to take a break from social media, focus on honing her craft, and submit her work to publications. Months later, Sarah received an acceptance letter for a prestigious literary journal. She had finally broken free from the comparison trap and achieved her own success. Sarah's story is a reminder that when we shift our focus inward, embrace our unique journey, and cultivate gratitude, we unlock our true potential. So, What's one small step you can take today to overcome comparison? Maybe it's unfollowing a few accounts that trigger negative feelings, or spending more time focusing on your own goals and passions. Remember, every little step counts. The dopamine declutter is all about helping you create a life filled with purpose, joy, and authenticity. And by ditching the comparison game, you're taking a huge step in the right direction. Join me tomorrow for another episode as we explore how to cultivate a more mindful and fulfilling life. Until then, keep decluttering those dopamine drains and level up your life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.